إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير ذلك الفوز الكبير ذلك الفوز الكبير ذلك الفوز الكبير
What's your name, sister?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. And your name, sister?
Crystal.
Alhamdulillah. Sisters, do both of you essentially accept that there's none to be worshipped except the Creator? Do you accept also the human example of the Prophet Muhammad, that he's the Prophet and Messenger of God? Do you accept that? Okay, then we make this very simple, because there's no real ritual. I don't want you to feel there's a ritual involved. It's an acknowledgement. And actually, the transition already took place, because when a person feels it inside of themselves, the transition has already taken place. But in Islam, what we do, we make a public gesture so that you get the reinforcement, the witnessing, the acknowledgement of the Muslims, and you enter clearly into the Muslim community and you gain the benefits and the support that you need, okay? So say after me, A'udhu billahi mina shaitan nirrajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman nirrahim. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Were you sisters Christians previously? You were not. Then I want you to repeat also for me that I bear witness that Jesus Christ is the Spirit and a Word sent from Almighty God into Mary, who was pure and chaste. This is what our Prophet told us to acknowledge concerning Mary, so that we don't come into Islam thinking that Mary is the mother of God or the daughter of God or that Jesus is God or Jesus is the Son of God, because this is one of the things that we want to separate ourselves from saying. Okay? Now, after this year, you should understand that your entrance into Islam is a choice that you made on your own. Nobody forced you to do this. And you are responsible for fulfilling the duties of Islam, which is the five pillars of Islam, the six responsibilities of Islamic faith, which these sisters will help you with. The other thing is, take it easy, step by step. Don't rush, don't be pushed, don't take more on yourself than you can handle. Understand that there are rules. There's do's, there's don'ts, there's laws, there's what's lawful, there's what's unlawful, but you can't do it all in a day, okay? Do as much as you can and be sincere. This is the main thing. Just be sincere and about your family and about your friends, about your colleagues, about relatives or your friends or anybody. Keep this in mind. You're not obligated to them and you're not connected to them on the day of judgment. This decision you made is a decision that you made in front of God for yourselves. Gradually, you will get the strength, you will get the confidence, you'll get the clarity, and you'll have the answers for your friends and for your relatives. Until you do, hold it for yourself. And then these sisters and what you read and other things will help you build up the strength and the confidence that you need. And step by step, you'll be in the same position that I'm in, that my wife is in as a new Muslimah, that other sisters and brothers have come through. And we ask Allah to bless you and to guide you and to preserve you, inshallah. We give you this. And one of the beautiful things is that many times a person becomes a Muslim and there's nobody to give them the support. At least here, you have a new Muslim association here that offers support. And even if there's a group of brothers who just came up to me and said, if any new Muslim has debts that they cannot pay, let us know and we'll help them to pay those debts. Isn't that beautiful? Also, any sins that you may have had before you become a Muslim, that is, things that you did that only God knows and you know, those sins are forgiven for you today. But if there's debts that you owe somebody, God doesn't forgive debts that you owe somebody. That's the sensible, isn't it? So you start off today with a clean slate and do your best. If there's any men in your lives, boyfriends or whatever the case might be, you need to make that relationship correct. Make it correct as soon as you can, because the relationships in Islam should be relationships of responsibility. But again, this is something you'll correct as soon as you're able to do so. You have any question for me?
When do we start praying?
You can start praying immediately, sister. My suggestion for you, these sisters will tell you things that are sensitive and particular for women. There are issues that are sensitive and particular for women. And so these sisters, by the grace of Allah, they will explain those things to you and make it easy for you to begin your prayers and other things as a Muslim. So Kimberly, right? And Crystal. May Allah bless both of you, sisters. Nothing. Be patient, sister, for yourself. Let me ask you a question. When your parents drink water, if they're thirsty, does it quench your thirst?
My thirst?
Yeah. No, when your parents... No. And if they fall down, hit their head or something like that, does that create any pain in your head? No. Also, what you need to know, sisters, that what you owe to your parents is respect. What you owe to them is decency, dignity, and honesty. If you've been Muslim for a year, my suggestion for you, sister, is that you should adopt your Islam for yourself. And let them adjust to it, because they're not going to be satisfied until you become a non-Muslim. And even if you become a non-Muslim, they're going to not still be satisfied, but they don't like the fact that you was a Muslim. So, I mean, you're going to call you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Live for yourself. Live for God. Live for your principles. And then share with your parents. They already know you're Muslim, whether you're wearing a hijab or not. It's just going to be like in their face and clear now.
Exactly. They have the choice not to ignore it.
That's right. So now, sis, listen. My suggestion is, what you need to do is be conscious of your God, conscious of your, more so than your consciousness of your parents. Because Allah says in the Quran, taqullah. You heard that statement, right? Taqullah. Conscious of Allah, not conscious of the parents. So if you're kind to your parents, decent to your parents, giving them gifts, talking to them nice, visiting them, fixing food for them, all those things, that's what you owe them. And in time, by your pronouncing your Islam, them seeing it, it's going to become a medicine and a therapy for them. Then they're going to say, what are you wearing that for? I'm wearing this because I just want to be a better human being. I want to give more protection to myself. So now you got to explain. Now the medicine is going to be a little bit more. Then they see you come to your house and they see you pray. What are you praying for? What's that work doing out there? Well, I mean, I owe to God something. I mean, you know, you pay rent for this house. You don't just live here for nothing. You pay for the light. You got to pay something. Well, I got life. I can see, I'm living, I owe something to God, I'm praying. Would you like to pray with me? So you be kind, but you have to still be adamant. That's your relationship with God. Because when you die, the first question God is going to ask you is not about your parents, it's going to be about you. But He's going to require you to have been kind to them, be decent to them, be dignified with them, and to have also talked to them about your conviction. Understand that. Just take it step by step.